And welcome back to the studio. We are excited because we have JoJo with us here with Fleet and Family. How you doing, JoJo?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to jump right back into our question of the day. So we asked the question, if your life was an album, what would you call it?
Oh my gosh. So if my life was an album, I would call it I Am Who I Am. Love me or hate me, think I'm funny or not, or if I fit with your vibe, that's okay. I'm still going to be true to myself. So I am who I am ever since I was a little kid, all the way up until now. That's not to say that I haven't changed. Personalities changed, your experiences changed you, but I am who I am at the moment in time.
You know what? I feel like I just said that to myself like a couple days ago, something very similar to that, which is kind of like you can kind of love me, hate me, or a little bit of in between. That's okay too. But I just continue to remain who I am because that's what comes through at the end of the day.
Absolutely. You are who you are.
Yeah. I definitely like that. Oh, I gotta think about my album.
You gotta be proud of that.
That is
so true. You
gotta
own it.
You really do. I think mine, so of course, silly me, right? I had to weigh in on the question of the day on our Facebook page. So my life album is, please don't laugh, it's called Take This L. Lessons Learned. That's what it's supposed to mean, right? So for me, I don't believe, just like I don't believe that there are small gains or big gains, there's only gains, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe that there are losses, but lessons learned. So I think that if you learn the lesson from whatever it is that you're going through, then it was never really meant to be in vain. It's only meant to make you better.
Right.
So for me, I kind of put a different definition or a different spin to kind of take this L, but that's just me. That's kind of how I choose to look at life because I can't afford to take any more losses. So that's just me. But okay, so I know we've got a great deal to cover when it comes to Fleet and Family, so I'm just going to let you take it away.
Thank you so much. So right now, next week, we have Alice Slate, who is our VA benefits representative. She actually comes down from, I believe it's Vicenza. This is going to be her last time being our VA benefits advisor before we get a new person on board. And so next week, we have plenty of spots if you're interested in finding out how to even enroll in VA.gov. I mean, every service member should know that. You should also know like how to do a disability claim. You should know your education benefits when you get out. Like, how many of you don't know what's afforded to you? That could be a lot of people.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, survivor benefits. There's the home loans. And there's just so much more that she can talk about with you individually. But she will definitely be here next week. NAS 1, she's here for 3 days. And then to make it easier for our service members, she'll be over at NAS 2, and we can go over the dates later.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, that is something, and I can honestly say we were talking about this during the break, that we have been pushing that information simply because it is incredibly important that people know what's afforded to them. And after a career of military service and giving and actually looking out for the freedoms of others, what are the odds that we may not know what we're eligible for and how to advance our own lives? So it is incredibly beneficial, first of all, to have you here in the studio.
Thank you.
And then, of course, to have our coordinator that makes us more aware specifically of what those benefits look like.
Mm-hmm. And especially for your disability claims, some things are seen a little bit more severe than others. How do you know which one? What kind of documentation would one need in order to get quote unquote disability at the end of their military career? So it's important to know, you know, what things need to be documented and how. And if you know that now, you can start working on your package.
That is very true. That is so true. And I love that you make this information available to us, because I can be honest with you, there are some benefits that I'm not as familiar with, or maybe I have this perception, okay, this is what a disability would look like to me, but how does this translate elsewhere?
Right.
So that is absolutely phenomenal to learn.
Right.
So we're going to get a little bit more into Fleet and Family and what those benefits are, what they look like, and what that means to you when we come back. We're going to continue to keep the music going here. I'm sure you probably know this one, JoJo. This is Take My Breath by The Weeknd. And let me start off by saying, mentally, I am very much into The Weeknd right now. So this just seemed to be the most appropriate to play.
Let's dance.
I love how you're just dancing a little bit. That is phenomenal. Make sure you keep it right here. We've got a great deal to cover when it comes to Fleet and Family. So we've got a lot more with JoJo when we return. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. And welcome back. If you are just joining us, we are here in the studio with JoJo from Fleet and Family. And so we've been talking a great deal about learning about your benefits, right? And what it is that you've worked towards and what you deserve. And so, JoJo, what else do you have in store for us today?
So I wanted to let people know who is eligible to see Miss Alice Slate, who will be here next week. Again, she's our VA benefits advisor for overseas. This will be her last visit to NAS Sigonella. And so come on in. We want you to come in. So who is eligible? We've got our active duty service members, veterans, if you're a survivor, spouse or dependent. You can come in to Fleet and Family and make individual hourly appointments. And Alice will be at Fleet and Family, NAS 1, on these following dates, and I'll say them nice and slow.
Okay.
July 8th, 11th, and 12th. Then to make things easier for the folks that either live on Mare and I or work on NAS 2, she'll be at NAS 2 on July 9th and the 10th. And those appointments run 9 o'clock all the way to 3 o'clock. And you can find out about your disability compensation. Maybe you're transferring your education benefits to your, you know, college-bound child who's a senior next year or something like that. Or maybe you're a survivor and need to know your benefits. Schedule an appointment with us, Fleet and Family, at 624-4291.
Nice. And that, you know, we were mentioning this before, even as I was like looking at the information, I said, how great is this that we have our coordinator available throughout the week, not realizing that this was actually going to be her very last visit with us.
Right.
So it is phenomenal that she's able to make the time to see to it just before she heads out that our military community is taken care of. And most importantly as well is knowing who is eligible to take on these appointments, learning about their benefits. So for those of you that are listening, if you do have any questions regarding your benefits, and even if you don't, there is going to come a time in which you're going to face a circumstance and you're going to say to yourself, boy, do I wish that I took on that appointment and asked those questions. So that is really phenomenal to know that information.
Right.
So I want to ask you as well, I don't know if there's any additional information regarding Fleet and Family that we need to be made aware of.
Oh, yeah. So we're still heading strong with mind, body, mental fitness.
Nice.
This time around for our second kind of preview of the program, we've got problem solving next week. And it's not problem solving in math. It's problem solving in life. So if you are facing conflicts or maybe there's some anger resolution that needs to take place, this really helps deep dive into your own, like, you know, psyche and figure out what other ways we can problem solve and manage our emotions at the same time, which, again, in turn, lowers the stress.
Ooh, that's
that
good.
Someone might feel, right?
Yeah.
And then our last module, it's July 15th. I'm going to be teaching that module. It's called Connection. And it's all about having a social network, whether far or near. Who do you connect with that you can either have as a mentor, a friend, you know, you are my person type deal, someone that you trust and who you can talk to. You know, it's not to say that being alone is bad, because you should have some alone time. You should feel a little bit of boredom, but also some solitude. But we also need to connect with our community.
Agreed.
Whether it's our coworkers or maybe not. Let's keep it professional. Learn how to coexist in a space where maybe there's a little bit of tension. It's okay.
Right.
Tension helps us to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, again, developing friends here that later then become your family. I think that, you know, we need to be a little bit more open to that.
I could not agree more. When I first got here, I said to myself, you know what, it's fine. I don't have to build any social connections or anything like that. I'll be fine all by myself. And very quickly, that idea just dashed away from my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, there's nothing like connecting with people who are like-minded, right? So there
Absolutely.
Are many of us who are here for a short time. So why not build those connections? And they could probably introduce you to some of their friends that they've met along the way as well. And I have I've actually met someone through someone else since I've been here. And I kid you not, that very first encounter that she and I had of the entire girl group that I had met that I connected with her probably more than anyone in that group. And next thing I knew, we were texting each other, hey, girl, I really miss you. And I had to stop myself. I said, you actually told somebody that you met not that long ago that you missed them. But the truth of the matter was, I just got her vibe, and we did so well. And had I been closed off to connecting with someone, I would have never had the opportunity to meet with her. So it's in meeting with you, of course, because it's been absolutely amazing. The energy that you bring.
Aww.
And I love it. And as I said, there are just some people that are just naturally just kind of migrate with one another. So it just kind of works. It works. And to know that there's a workshop that's dedicated to it, I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's totally dedicated to it. You know, we always talk about our smile kind of being our business card, but our legacy is how we make people feel at the end. And so, you know, these classes are meant to be a feel-good type of thing, you know, some little internal looking at yourself, you know, but we hope that people are feeling less stress.
I love
especially
that.
During the summer.
That is so very true. And because we were talking about it before, where it's only going to get hotter from here.
Right.
And so I'm like, I can't imagine having that much stress and then having to deal with the weather. That would be something else. So, but I love it. Thank you so much for making us aware of that. And for those of you that are listening, this is an opportunity for you to de-stress in a number of different ways. So allow Fleet and Family to kind of assist you in that as well. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. I feel like that should be a theme song just for the weekend alone. I absolutely love that. That is yet another song that is on my workout playlist that I love. It just gets me going when I don't have the energy, and I needed that today. And speaking of energy, we've got Miss JoJo in the studio with us today. We've been talking a great deal about VA benefits, who qualifies for those benefits, and our coordinator, who is going to be available next week between NAS1 and NAS2. So you can always reach out to Fleet and Family in order to set up that appointment to find out which benefits benefit you most. Okay. And so now we've already talked about, the mental aspect. We talked about the social aspect and what it takes to really kind of remain stable and really keep that peace about you. Now we're going to get a little bit into the physical aspect of it. And I think you are the best person to speak on this, JoJo.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So mental, social, and then physical ways of dealing with stress is really important. The one thing that I want to remind everyone is that stress is normal. It becomes out of whack when there's too much stress for a prolonged time. So how do we manage stress on a daily basis? And is it really stress? You know, so you have to kind of question, step out of your body and look at your situation objectively. But the physical ways that most people deal with stress can be positive or negative. You know, I've heard people punch doors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
surprisingly, I punch my pillow. Or, you know, I go to fight clubs or whatever that is. I'm going to offer like a more calming way of dealing with stress, and that is through yoga.
Indeed. This is my favorite part of the segment, in case you haven't figured it out. I love this part to it. Okay.
Yeah, so in yoga, you know, there's different kinds of styles of yoga, whether you want to kind of take it easy for a more zen approach, maybe a restorative approach after a really hard workout the past few days, or it could be very energetic where we're breathing fast and we're bringing the energy to the game and we're doing all of our different warriors and things that require a lot of energy. And then there's another style of yoga where everything is 45 degree angle, 90 degree angle, you know, the perfect positioning. The kind of yoga that I offer through MWR Fitness is a little bit of everything. So we will start a yoga class with coming onto our mat. You had asked earlier, what's my, you know, album of my life? You know, I am who I am. Well, in yoga, I ask everyone to come as they are. Yeah. So, you know, you don't have to, there's no prerequisite. You don't have to be already stretchy and bendy. I think that's the misnomer about yoga. Yoga, you come in, we breathe.
Yeah.
We start to come with, you know, one with ourselves in our mind and our thoughts. And then I also say things like, you know, acknowledge those thoughts and then send them away. It's okay just to be silent and to just be in tune with your breathing. And then we start to develop the physical aspects of movement and breath. And then finally, at the end of a yoga class, it's time for Savasana, which is the most important, if anything, the end of your yoga game, where we're all just kind of laying down you've done all the physical activity, and now it's time to reflect either the past of what we just did or what's going to come in the future. So I always have some words of affirmation, words of wisdom at the end of class, thoughts to think about and ponder, just to get your week started, because I teach on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Love it, love it. I can honestly say, and I'm pretty sure for our listeners, and please let me know if you guys relate as well, one of the hardest things for me, and I still struggle with it too, is trying to calm my mind and really kind of enter that zen yoga space. It is one of the hardest things I think I've ever had to do.
It is, and it takes practice. You know, I'm very honest when I say it's not easy the first time, because I remember sitting still and going, oh, this is boring. What is happening? I still have to go to the commissary, and I got to go pick up my kids. And then the 10th or 12th time, I mean, I think it took that long, I just sat there with nothing. And you just zone out. You know, have you ever been at the work? Probably don't admit this. And you just kind of zone out. We're looking for that zoned out feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
But controlled. So you can zone out at any time. So let's say we're in the studio. You've got so many guests on and you're preparing for your show. You can zen out for a few seconds and then come right back in with a refocused mind.
I like that. And thank you as well for giving that consent. In some cases, it would be more so, hey, if you have a thought, get rid of it. But I love the approach to yoga where it's like, okay, entertain the fact that you've got that thought, and then just kind of let it be a fleeting thought, and then just kind of let it leave you, and then continue to embrace that space. Whereas you're kind of forced to be like, hey, you know that thought that you had about, I don't know, dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Stop thinking that and get back into your space. I like that it's not so forceful. It allows us to be human.
Yeah. And, you know, we always want to multitask.
Yeah.
You know, and it's okay to focus on one task, which is yourself, with the mindful breathing, the intention of movement, and then just feeling like you're in your own space, your own headspace, clearing out all the noise, and then coming back to. That's
very
the
nice.
Point.
I love that. I love that so very much. We're going to continue to keep the conversation going with JoJo, who's here in the studio with us today, talking about not just benefiting you mentally and socially, but also physically, just a number of different ways that it can be done. So we're going to keep the music going. This is Melissa Etheridge with I'm the Only One. I don't know if you remember this one, but this is a bop, and I personally love her. I don't know. She's just a staple for me. Love it. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. And there's another song that just brings the energy. I don't know what it is. I feel like this playlist is just all about the energy. That's what they want us to have. That's what they just want us to be all the way turned up, and I'm here for it, so I love it. Okay, so we've talked about some really incredible things, and now we're going to just kind of switch gears a little bit here, and we're going to talk all things employment. Now with it being a PCS season, can you tell us a little bit, like, what is it going to take for us to get that really incredible job?
So to get a ticket to interview, you're going to need a really great tailored resume.
Yes, indeed.
And so I will be teaching effective resume writing on Monday the 15th. It's about a two-hour workshop. It can go longer. I'm always prepared to go longer because the questions are so unique, especially for NAS Sigonella. Some of the requirements that are, you know, that are established because we are on a U.S. military base. If you're going to work for Uncle Sam, you do have to be a U.S. citizen. So those are some of the unique things about, you know, being able to work on base as a U.S. citizen. So effective resume writing, what does it mean to be effective? Well, most people write their resumes for themselves to read, and they think that HRO is going to pair them to the perfect job, and that's not necessarily the truth. HRO will put out a job announcement, you know, based on what the hiring manager and that agency's needs are. And so if you can kind of think, and this is how I kind of relate it to, it's like a dating website. I see an advertisement,
right,
and I want to make sure that I'm qualified.
Yeah,
how am I going to do that? You've got to write a resume that speaks to those job announcement segments. So, you know, you must have a bachelor's degree. Well, do you have one? No? Then reconsider.
Right.
Reconsider. Have you ever worked with military members and done assessments and surveys? Yes. Okay, well, let's write that there because that's what the job announcement is actually looking for. Mm-hmm. And in a job announcement, it will actually say, you will be evaluated with or by or how. And that's how you're going to write your resume. So oftentimes writing your resume is just like, you know, responding to the job announcement.
Right. Mm-hmm. You really hit the nail on the head when you said that people kind of tend to write their resume in regards to like what they find to be the most appealing, but not necessarily that they're constructing that resume for that specific job.
Correct.
And I think that's really important to know.
Correct.
That.
Correct. So back in the 1980s, I'm dating myself.
And there's nothing wrong with 80s babies, by the way.
People used to send out 100 resumes of the same resume, these big block forms. And now we've gone into possibly adding graphics. If this is a private sector agency, maybe charts, things like that. It just depends on who you want to work for. I always tell job seekers, you know, try not to hesitate to call that company's HRO to say, hey, what kind of resumes are you looking for? If I'm a nurse and I want to work at a hospital, are you looking for a curriculum vitae or are you looking for a resume? There's totally differences in those things. So effective resume writing is going to depend on who you're wanting to work for and the contents of what we need to write and the meat and potatoes of your resume. And I know you've written evaluations, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I have.
So it's always, what are you doing, who you doing it for, and what is the impact? So a lot of people just say, oh, I do this. I teach school. Great. But how do I know you're good at it?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you teaching? Mm-hmm. Toddlers, or are we talking college students? You know, like, give me more information.
Exactly.
And if you're teaching them, how do you know that they retain the information? You know,
right,
so
right.
Tell me the impact. I think impact statements are forgotten. And I'm like, oh, no, you got to tell them the impact so that if I'm the hiring manager, I can compare two resumes.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Definitely agree with you. And those are some incredible tips, in my opinion, that when you kind of just get lost in the what I call the unemployment sauce, you really do tend to lose sight of how an employer views that resume, in that they're not looking for a cookie cutter or anything, but they
right.
need something that's going to speak to that position.
Right. And again, that's just to get the interview.
Sure.
You haven't gotten the job.
Right.
So for me, as a certified resume writer, I look at resumes as a product. And so when you schedule a one-on-one with me, which you certainly can, I do a whole analysis of the job announcement and your resume. Now, if you just give me your resume to critique, then I'm just going to look at it surface level with verbs and syntax and grammar and, oh, you're missing this or there's a misspelling, you know, but I can't do a real true analysis. So I always ask our job seekers, if we're going to write a resume, who are we writing this to read?
That's
important.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for all this information that you've provided us, because this is very, very helpful. And what a great way to end the week, to know how we can continue to be productive.
Right.
And can you tell us, how can we go about contacting you if we have any questions?
So we've got a Facebook page. If you type in FFSC Sigonella, you'll be directed right to our Facebook page. Or you can call our DSN, and that is 624-4291. And any of our front desk folks will lead you to the way.
I love it. Thank you, as
You're
always,
welcome.
JoJo, for being here in the studio. And they definitely selected the right interview for a Friday, because you just bring the feel-good energy. So thank you for being here
thank
and providing information that we need. For our listeners out there, if that is something of interest to you, listen, we could all use the improvement. So take advantage of the opportunities and the benefits that are made available to you. Make sure you stay tuned, because up next is your news and sports. Thank you so much for tuning in with DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best.